Jace, I'm Christy King.
A woman under arrest charged with arson for a wildfire near Redding, California.
11 people face charges in an alcohol poisoning death at Virginia Commonwealth University. I'm Kate Ryan.
Wall Street ended mixed Friday at the wraps. The Dow was up 33 points. It's 3 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. A few days ago, thousands of migrants, mostly from Haiti, were camped out under that bridge on the Texas-Mexico border. Now that area is just about empty. The migrants bussed and flown out, some still in the immigration system, others deported. Correspondent Manuel Bojorquez.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas rejected calls to stop the deportations.
We have, in fact, determined, despite the tragic and devastating earthquake, that Haiti is, in fact, capable of receiving individuals.
This is why your country.
The controversy over border agents on horseback dispersing migrants continued, with President Biden weighing in.
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running over, people being strapped, it's outrageous.
Now to Northern California, where thousands have left their homes near the city of Redding ahead of another huge wildfire. This one suspected arson. A woman has been charged. KPIX-TV's Wilson Walker.
The Fawn Fire was still burning not far from where it started today, just to the east of Interstate 5, right in the backyard of the Fawndale Lodge.
We had to pack everything up, all the belongings.
Not far away, those who had evacuated their homes watched the helicopters pull water from Lake Shasta. Itself a jarring depiction of California's drought.
It is. The lake's drying up. We're in a major drought here.
The latest on the COVID pandemic, which is again taking about 2,000 American lives a day. One kind of booster shot has now been approved for millions of people 65 and older or considered vulnerable.
The booster shot is free and easily accessible. Go get the booster.
President Biden's comments come after CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky signed off on a series of recommendations made by an advisory committee, agreeing boosters should be offered to people 65 and up. It will also be available to people 18 and older with underlying health conditions. But in an unusual move, she put back in the recommendation for a third dose to individuals whose jobs might put them at risk.
Correspondent Natalie Brand. As Texas and some other states pass new laws and regulations to make it tougher for women to get abortions, efforts to go the other way in Congress, the House approving one such bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 218, the nays are 211. The bill is passed.
But the chances of that happening in a nearly split Senate with a filibuster much smaller. Wall Street closed mixed after a couple of big rallies earlier in the week. This is CBS News.
WTOP at 3:03. Good Saturday morning. We've made it to the weekend, everybody. Welcome in. September 25th. Clear and chilly this overnight early morning. Patchy fog by Saturday daybreak with a low of the 40s. We're at 55 and holding right now. I'm Dean Blaine. We do indeed thank you for taking us along for your weekend morning ride. Top of the local stories we're looking at for you this Saturday morning. Federal charges have been filed now against two D.C. officers. They're accused of conspiring to obstruct justice in trying to hide what led to a deadly moped chase last fall. One of the officers now faces second-degree murder charges as well. This morning,
Officer Terrence Sutton committed murder in the second degree when he caused Caron Hilton Brown's death by driving a police vehicle in conscious disregard for an extreme risk of death or serious bodily injury. That, according to prosecutors. Back when it happened, police said the chase began because the 20-year-old was riding on the sidewalk not wearing a helmet. While the city's mayor, Muriel Bowser, says that appears to violate the police department's no-chase policy.
I'm going to have to read the charging document to see what prosecutors were looking at for a murder to charge.
In the District, Christy King, WTOP News.
I'm Shayna Stulen. Police Chief Robert Conti says D.C. police will be launching a separate investigation into what happened that October night once the criminal justice process works itself out. He also assured others on the force that they have the city's support.
There are many in the community who recognize the hard work that you do, who support the work that you do.
Councilman Charles Allen tells WTOP The indictments are a step many thought would never happen. And though it's an important step towards justice, it won't bring back Haran.
His family is still missing their son. His daughter is still missing her father.
Chief Conte says the two officers turned themselves in and are in the process of being suspended indefinitely without pay. Shayna Estulin, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:04. In other news for you this Saturday morning, 11 people have been indicted and at least 8 of them arrested already in connection with the February death of a freshman at VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University. The student was actually from Sterling.
After 19-year-old Adam Oakes of Loudoun County died in February, the result of alcohol poisoning, a 7-month investigation was launched. Now 11 people face charges, including unlawful hazing and buying and giving alcohol to a minor. Oakes was found dead in an off-campus house after attending a Delta Chi fraternity party. The fraternity was ejected from the VCU campus in June. University officials issued a statement saying VCU continues to mourn the tragic death of Adam Oakes and is dedicated to promoting a safe and welcoming fraternity and sorority life for all. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Fairfax County Public Schools removing 2 books from school libraries. It follows a parent's complaint to the school board during the meeting that took place this week on Thursday. Stacy Langston says that the material is much too sexually explicit.
After seeing a September 9th school board meeting in Texas on pornography in the schools, I decided to check the titles at my child's school, Fairfax High School. The books were available, and we checked them out.
The district says after an initial review, it decided to pull Gender Queer by Maya Kubabi, and the other title was Lawn Boy by Jonathan Evison from circulation pending a more detailed review. Gender Queer contains explicit illustrations of sex, and Lawn Boy contains graphic descriptions of sex between men and children. Langston spoke with our news partners at NBC4.
I mean, I don't know how you defend this. Like, why would you write such a thing? It's just garbage. It's absolute filth.
Both books are previous winners of the American Library Association's Alex Awards, which recognize books written for adults that have special appeal to young adults. It appears norovirus is actually what caused dozens of students recently to fall ill at Georgetown University. In a message this week, Friday evening, the school says testing detected it in 2 students. Norovirus is a highly contagious group of viruses that cause nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and stomach cramps. Those infected can also suffer a low-grade fever, chills, headache, fatigue, and muscle aches. Symptoms usually develop 12 to 48 hours after exposure, and most people recover within 3 days. The school says increased cleaning and disinfection are underway right now around campus. WTOP at 3:07, an update on traffic and weather coming right up.
Moments. They surround us, intersecting. Every day, every instant. Moments that can change us forever. In a region where news is never ending, a singular sound defines our moments. A constant signal delivering the top news right at your fingertips when you need it most. For better